Richards is live at the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb at the Presidential Towers in Chicago on 720 WGN.
2,340 steps, 180 floors on this American Lung Association Fight for Air Climb.
You sound like you're in Rent.
Presented by 2,340 steps. Presented by United Healthcare here at Presidential Towers, where we've been broadcasting this morning. And I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of people participating in this since very, very early this morning, helping to raise money for the awareness for the American Lung Association. Among them, Aaron Loughran, who is, just finished doing the climb. Aaron is a double lung transplant survivor. It's a pleasure to see you, Aaron. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Not a problem.
So tell us what it was like doing the big climb there, first of all.
It was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be, I think, because I kept a good pace. I think I could have done the 180 without a problem, but I didn't sign up for that, so maybe next year I'll double it.
Go for it all. So I mean, this obviously lung health is something that has personally affected you. Tell us a little about your story.
So I was born with cystic fibrosis, which affects the lungs as well as other organ systems. And at the age of 21, I had to have a double lung transplant because my lungs just had it. They were failing me and no longer could work enough to keep me moving. So after the lung transplant when I was 21, a lot of people, when they get a transplant, they say it's their second chance. But because of the CF affected me since birth, it's really my first chance to have life in a normal fashion.
Yeah.
And so I just started living my life. I went back to college, got my master's degree, working full time and enjoying life, playing tennis and staying active and healthy.
Yeah. So how did your life change from pre-transplant to post? You were able to do things, it sounds like, that you were never able to do prior to it.
Exactly. So one of the analogies I use is making my bed would have taken me 20 minutes. Walking to the kitchen, which is 25 feet, would have taken me 5 minutes. And I would have been out of breath and exhausted for an hour or so. Walking to the end of the driveway would have exhausted me for hours. Now I can do events like these, a stair climb, or play tennis for 3 hours straight without even thinking about it.
That's amazing. It's absolutely. So what's your message to, you know, people who are listening and probably, you know, take their lungs completely for granted?
Yeah, a lot of people, I would say, do take them for granted, and not just out of ignorance, just because breathing is just easy for them. It's just something that happens.
Right.
They don't have to think about it.
Right.
So really think about, take a minute, just think of, take a breath in and a breath out, how easy that is. For some people, it's not that easy. And because someone donated their organs and unfortunately had to sacrifice their life, there was a positive outcome as to I got to live mine. So be an organ donor, save a life, and affect hundreds of lives along the way. And the ALA is part of that, but they're also about raising awareness of lung health and clean air and gaining better treatments to treat people with lung disease, whether it be asthma or COPD or cystic fibrosis or any of the other numerous lung diseases that are out there.
Well, you are an inspiration, my friend. I appreciate you stopping by to share your story, and I hope everybody is similarly as inspired as I am. And check out the American Lung Association's website to get more information on that. Thank you so much for coming by. We really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you for
really
the time.
Nice to meet you. Aaron Loughran joining us this morning.